Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave F. Schmidt. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Tanana. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards the mound. Tanana reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive towards the mound. Gura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Otis reaches second base with a double. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is hit by the pitch. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave F. Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols bunts towards the mound. Gura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schmidt moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Schmidt moves to third. Nichols moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schmidt scores. Nichols moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Otis reaches second base with a double. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Akins reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Royals, 1. John Waven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waven is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Waven hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave F. Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 0 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to third. McRae moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wathan, who is chasing the ball. Lansford reaches third base with a triple. Dave F. Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schmidt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wathan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Wathan reaches second base with a double. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Chalk bunts towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chalk for the out. Wathan moves to third. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wathan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive towards first. Akins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Akins takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Danny Garcia pinch runs for Willie Akins. Ken Phelps pinch hits for John Wathan. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Garcia now playing first base. Cesar Geronimo now playing right field. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.